You said that homosexuality is not God's best. And recently, a pastor of an evangelical church in Georgia named Jim Swilley came out and said that he's gay. What's your feelings about that?
I should make it clear, I don't think it's God's best for your life. I don't think it's not God's best making us. I don't know that individual situation. I believe the scriptures teach us that a pastor in leadership like that is not going to stay in a Christian church like ours, but I don't know whether he should come out or not.
Should he get out of the Christian church if he's gay?
That's totally up to him. I don't know. I mean, the main thing, Barbara, is we are four people. If you came to our church, you would see people from all walks of life. We don't have a sign at the door, no gays, no drunkards, no people on drugs. We're not against people. If you follow our ministry at all, we're for uplifting people. But there's the scripture that we can't necessarily change.
Don't you believe, clearly he made folks who are gay and straight and out. And shouldn't we as Christians say, okay, if this is what God put out, who am I to judge it?
Well, I'm 100% on you, Whoopi, in that we are not to judge other people.
Excellent.
And I believe that God has made every person as a child. He's breathed his life into them.
You gave the opening prayer for the newly elected lesbian mayor of Houston. Did you get any flack for that?
Sure we do. But again, it shows that the heart of who we are is to uplift people and to love everybody. Jesus said, you'll know my disciples when you love each other.
Right.
And so we're not
Pastor,
here beating everybody down.
I got to say, you're the only person to come to this table and we talk so softly like this the entire time. Wow, you need to come more often. Yeah, thank you, Jesus. Wow.